And we had almost 50,000 downloads of that
app
in one season, in less than 4 months.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today we talk to Ira Akers, co-founder and vice president of sales for Q Audio. He tells us about the origin of Q Audio, how it helps with fan engagement at live events, and including how it integrates with Daktronics LED video display systems. Welcome, Ira. So Matt and I might have a little insight and know what Q Audio is, but for our listeners, can you go ahead and give us a quick intro of Q Audio?
Yeah, no problem. So Q Audio, what we do here is we send data through sound. So what that means is that a lot like Bluetooth, we're able to relay data to phones or really any device with a microphone. We're able to relay data to them from any speaker system. So it can be in an arena, it can be in a casino, any kind of venue. We're able to turn an existing speaker system into what we call audio beacons all through our software.
So when the audio goes out and transfers this data over IRA, it's obviously something at a level that people just can't hear that are in the stands?
Yeah, exactly. So it's an inaudible tone. We have to say 3% of the world can hear it. We don't know where this 3% actually is. They may be in like Finland or something, but apparently there's 3% that can hear in that 17.5 to 19.5 kilohertz. So what they hear is like a short burst of white noise. So it'd be like, that's what it would sound like to them. A lot of people would think that it's like a really high pitched sound. It's really not. They would hear, as I said, it sound like a white noise. So that's the data being transferred. And what we use most of the time is using people's phones. And so we access the microphone of users' phones, and the microphone hears the tone, and it knows that it needs to do something based on what that tone is and what that command says for it to do.
Okay, so that's an interesting concept. We're going to take a step back real quick, and you're with Q Audio. Can you give us a little intro about who you are and what you do with the company?
Yeah. So I'm one of the co-founders, and I lead sales here at Q Audio. My partner, Jameson, it was a hobby project of his. He was at a minor league hockey team out in Nebraska. And he's just one of those whiz kids. He's a genius. He graduated high school at 16, graduated Northwestern in 3 years.
Wow.
Just one of those guys that can kind of do it all, you know. And so he was at this minor league hockey team, and they built an app, and he had actually built the app. They asked if anybody could build and develop, and he went out and bought 3 books on writing code and taught himself how to code.
Oh, wow.
And then built the app. And then he said, I think we could use sound to actually communicate with everyone's phones and tell phones to do something. And they were trying to increase fan engagement. And so he had about 2 years with this this hockey team where he developed Q Raider, and that was the previous name of Q Audio. What was great about that is he was able to really test and do a lot of R&D on about 4,000 fans a week to really get the tech moving and in the right direction. And so it was a great opportunity for him. And then I met Jameson at a conference, actually. And when I met him, I saw the opportunity that he had created, the ability to not only, you know, use our tech in venues, but when you think of a speaker, there's speakers everywhere, right? And everybody has a cell phone on them now. So this technology can be used in so many ways, whether it's watching TV, listening to the radio, walking into a retail location, or again, being in a venue with your favorite sports team or music musician. And so when I realized the application and all the vast opportunity, I was able to say, hey, you know, let's do this together. And I think I can raise some money around this. And so thankfully I had some friends out in Texas that were in the oil and gas business, part owners of the Texas Rangers. And so we got them involved, raised a good amount of money to let us start really building the technology even further, more products and just making it better and faster and smarter and all that good stuff. So that's been kind of the formation of Q Audio, and we've been in business for a little over a year.
Nice. So you met him at this conference, and you guys hadn't known each other prior to this at all?
No. I'd done a web search on one of our competitors, PixMob, and he had done a really good job of doing some AdWords and SEO. And so his company popped up, Curator. And so I'd seen it right before going to this conference. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. You know, I just thought it was an app that somehow, you know, used ARC or something like that to recognize the music and then do whatever, you know, it needed to do to sync with the music. And so I thought it was creative, but I didn't understand it until I got to the event and I went over to their booth just to say hello. I was actually leading sales for a wristband company that aggregated information and data on live event attendees, which is the gold mine, right? Everybody wants data on who's actually in venue, because with ticket data, you get maybe like 12%. Mm-hmm. And so that was the goal of what we were doing at the time. And so when I met Jameson, that was the first time I met him. And within a few months, we were off to the races.
So you did a little bit of homework kind of going before the conference. You saw it piqued your interest.
Yeah.
And so you kind of sought them out to learn more and understand more once you got there.
Yep. And then when I had a few phone calls with him, I thought, okay, this guy knows his stuff. He's got a bright future. He was 22 at the time. And so I thought, all right, you know, sky's the limit with the tech. This guy's a really good guy. And so, yeah, we partnered up and.
Awesome. Yeah, because I was going to ask, did you leave the conference kind of with a plan in mind, but you said phone calls afterwards, so to kind of slowly grow for a while before you guys kind of knew exactly what path you were going to take?
Yeah, you know, they had seen, Jameson had started working with a few colleges at the time, Purdue, Nebraska. They'd done some activations with Marquette in Wisconsin, and it was starting to grow. Coca-Cola had taken interest in them. And I think they did an activation. It was Curator, an activation with UNC. And that did really well. And so Coke was starting to ask them to go to other universities. And in those discussions, I was saying, okay, we could really leverage this. Jameson was saying, hey, we've got so much opportunity here. So, yes, there was, in doing the homework, I could see, okay, that, again, the sky's the limit. You don't have to have boots on the ground with the company that I was at. You know, we had to, you know, have a tech team on site. The technical difficulties and hurdles that were there were pretty big, and the cost was just ginormous. You know, you're looking at $4 to $5 per person, and then when you consider our technology, it's far less than that because you're using everyone's existing cell phone. So, you know, why have all that waste? Let's go ahead and utilize, rather than have a $3 or $4 wristband, man, let's take over a $500 to $1,000 cell phone and really use that to our advantage. And so, seeing that, there's, again, just a golden opportunity.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've kind of capitalized on that a little bit. And if we talk about one project that we're a little bit more familiar with at Iowa State University, you did something there with a nice light show for one of their games. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, that was great. Working with Daktronix, the guys that were on site there at Iowa State, they were great to work with, made it super easy because what we were able to do is sync what was happening on the video board with images that we would put on everyone's cell phone. So there may be a video of, you know, the intro video, and we would match headshots as that video went through. And then we would put some GIFs on the phones. We had this really cool fire GIF that went with the music. And so it really created a fun moment that our goal is to create energy, right? you really want to give your viewers and fans more energy than it took for them to get there, right? That's kind of the name of the game, right? Let's,
yep.
If we can supply them more energy and give them more energy than it took for them to actually get to the event, we're going to keep filling up this arena. And so we help create those kind of aha moments. And you'll hear that in a lot of our videos. If you listen to the very beginning, you'll see the strobe on everybody's phones happen, and then you'll hear this, whoa. It's just it's kind of our favorite moment. But with Iowa State, Nathan Terry over at Iowa State, he's phenomenal to work with. Super creative guy. He was doing everything he could to leverage every feature that we offered, which was the light show, selfie cam, and trivia. And I'm telling you, those guys did a phenomenal job of getting their fans involved. And this was an integration with Sidearm as well, who Sidearm supplies their app. So we were actually embedded into the game day app of Iowa State. So it
wasn't a separate app that they had to download? Or
exactly. Okay. Exactly. Nice. We're baked right into their game day app, which is huge because, I mean, getting people and fans to download an app can be quite difficult if there's not just, you know, most of the time it's just a little bit more information, or maybe it's occasional, you know, replay if you have good enough cell phone service or Wi-Fi in venue, but not many people do. So really it's just a little bit of flow of information and maybe some notifications. But and a lot of guys are going to the ticketing right through the app. So that's been a big win to get people on the app. But for the most part, it's just added details, which maybe 5 to 10% of your fan base will actually download. Well, we're seeing just massive numbers actually download the app because they want to participate in a light show, or they want to participate in the selfie cam or the trivia game, which maybe they can win some prizes with trivia. Maybe the selfie cam, they want to be featured on the video board, thanks to you guys. So it's a big push, and it's a good reason to really promote the game day app rather than just for added content, right?
Yeah, so you mentioned a few things that we did there at Iowa State, and we have a video for that. We'll put a link in the show notes, so if listeners want to check that out, they can see what actually happened there.
Yeah, I've seen that one because it's definitely the light show that begins at the beginning. The light show that starts at the beginning for the intro is definitely very, very eye-catching. And then, you know, working with you guys more and more is when you start to realize you've hit on this a little bit already, but it's more than just the light show. You're doing that selfie cam, these push notifications. So you're doing a lot else than just lighting up the phone to do that light show.
Yeah, you know, we laugh because everybody's kind of like a moth, right? When the light's going with music, people inquire about it. They're saying, hey, how are you doing that? They'll ask their neighbor. We had Samsung reach out to us, someone at Harman, which is owned by Samsung, their speaker company. And he said, I had to reach out because I was at an event and someone's phone was going with the music. And I had to ask, hey, how are you doing that? And they told me it was you guys. And we laugh because that happens all the time. You know, when my phone is in sync with the video board, people are around me, especially when my light's going with the music, people are going to say, hey, how are you doing that? And it's kind of its own little salesman, its own little evangelist. So we've seen that the light was great to get people on the app and get people using and used to using the app. So we said, how can we create some more products? And again, Jameson had a great idea saying, you know what, everyone wants, you know, social impact. And he came up with this trivia that was brilliant. You know, we kind of threw around the idea of maybe, you know, the puck shuffle and a few other things. But me being the sales guy, I never really know exactly how far we can take these games because you don't want to propose something that's too crazy for our development team. And I found that our team can build just about anything, it seems, because our trivia game actually ranks users. So unlike most of the other trivia games where you see what's happening on a video board, and so you see these percentages that sometimes aren't real, with our trivia game, what's fun is we actually rank everyone that plays. So if there's, you know, 2,000 people playing, you will be told where you rank within that 2,000 people, and then you're delivered a coupon or some kind of reward after playing, depending on what the, you know, University of Kentucky gives away a game ball signed by their head coach. And so that was a big deal. So a lot of people played. And then with the selfie cam, same thing. I mean, we can reward people for actually posting when they take a selfie, and it sounds simple, but it's really pretty unique. We use our inaudible cue to open up everyone's front-facing cameras at the exact same time. So you look around and you see all these people taking a selfie, and it's counting down exactly the same on everyone's phones, and then it hits zero and it takes a photo. And then there's overlaid filters. So they're unique filters to your school, venue, artist, whatever it might be, and that are only for that selfie cam. And then when they go to post to Twitter or Facebook, we actually automatically place the whatever text you want in their text field. So we could put, you know, hashtag Daktronics or hashtag Q Audio or hashtag Iowa State. The Cyclones did, I think it was Cyclone Selfie, and now they're able to go look through those hashtags and put those individuals on the video board. So it's a big push and a big incentive to get people to participate.
So you mentioned the Facebook integration with that. Does it push it straight to Facebook with the same text and everything, like for a story or something?
Yeah, it's a great question. So they hit share, and then when they click on Facebook, you know, Facebook will automatically pop up, and that image will be placed in the Facebook post, as well as whatever text that you guys or our clients dictate. And then all they need to do is hit share. So we've taken something that usually is like 40 clicks, right? Yep. You got to take the photo. You got to write the text. You got to figure out how to spell. Hashtags are awful because you have to spell it all as one word. So we make it really easy. You know, we make it really easy to do that. We take something that's 40 clicks kind of down to 3 and mitigate a lot of that complication.
Yeah, those are some cool features you pointed out. I mean, even with the trivia and with the selfie cam and things like that, which ones are you seeing the most interaction on? Is it the trivia or is it the selfie cam, or what do you see a lot of people interacting with?
What I was saying earlier was the light show really gets people on the app. And then that's why we built some other activations and products and services to really utilize that engagement and really leverage that for the client. But the light show by far is our most active with users, just because people get to know that, okay, it's now the light show. You know, we usually see it done at the very beginning. People are excited to do it and participate in it because it's so unique. And so the light show has been by far our biggest player, but the selfie cam and trivia, I was blown away. Trivia has been a big hit, like I mentioned, at University of Kentucky, also at Iowa State. And when you play trivia, your phone actually lights up, and there's sound effects, there's vibration, there's a timer as it clicks down and gets to 3, 2, 1. Everybody's phones are strobing. If you get the question right, your light stays on. If you get it wrong, it goes off. So there's a ton of interaction and a lot happening during trivia. So you can look around and see how many people are actually participating. And I went to a Kentucky game a few weeks ago, just blown away. At halftime, they shut the lights out. They play this trivia. They actually have two hosts that read the questions. And it was phenomenal to see how many people lit up the arena just playing trivia.
So the trivia thing makes me think of the HQ app that a lot of people use.
Yeah,
lately,
exactly.
So.
Exactly. Or that's what we're going for.
Even when you go to some restaurants and bar areas, they have those little trivia machines they put in front of you, and you can play against everybody else in the bar and see where you rank. This is just like on a mass scale with everybody using their own phone in a stadium or arena.
Yeah, so is it only the people playing that arena? Like, do you have to be on their Wi-Fi to use it, or is it anyone with that app?
No, it's a great question. So it's anyone that has the app open. There's no need for Wi-Fi or cell service at that moment. They actually, we play the trigger. So the production team will play the trigger, and then the phones will hear that inaudible tone, and it will open up the trivia game automatically, completely in sync across the arena. And okay. Everyone will play the exact same game at the exact same time.
So this is what the data is going through, and the triggers are going through the audio. So that ensures that you know, people have to be at the facility in order to right. participate in it?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Now I get it.
Yeah, we heard that all you had to do was have the app, and I started thinking, can you play this from home? But yeah, exactly. you can't if that's, you're not going to hear it.
Well, that's the big win for us in the future is that, yes, you can play at home. So it's Super Bowl. Maybe there's the synchronized selfie that they're gonna try and break the world record of everyone taking a selfie at the same time. So Pepsi wants to do a Pepsi selfie. And so everyone in venue and then everyone that's watching the game that has the Super Bowl app open on their phone can participate in that selfie. And then what's great is at third quarter or fourth quarter, they can feature those selfies either there on site or on a commercial. Pepsi could, you know, aggregate those and then feature, you know, around the selfie heard around the world.
Wow, that's cool.
So to any Pepsi partners out there, listen, let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do this.
So for the light show, then, how it's that main attention grab, is it mainly used, I would imagine, for that intro into the game and maybe halftime, and then, you know, all the other different functions you're talking about are kind of the places between those? Or is there any other time you've seen the light show? Maybe, I guess, at a concert, it could be whenever, but.
Yeah, exactly. So with all of our sports partners, for the most part, it's done at the beginning. And I think the goal there is let's create something that people have to get there early, right? It's attract early, stay, spend. That's the key for most of these guys. So if you'll place the light show at the beginning of the event, you're going to have more people there. I think that's the big problem with pro teams is a lot of people don't get there till, you know, well into the game, because the end of the game is the main point. They want to see the big finish. Yep. So trying to create something that's really useful at the beginning that, you know, you don't want to miss out on. So we've push our clients, and most of our clients do it anyways. They do it with their intro song or their intro track, and it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, they can use it anytime they want. The beauty of our product is it's up to you. Whenever you press play, that's when that thing's happening. Mm-hmm. So it's in their jurisdiction. It's up to them.
Yeah, you mentioned the so a couple of things popped into my mind. One is that it makes sense, the light show at the beginning, right, when you're saying it's really hard to get people to download apps and stuff. So when they see everyone else's phones light up for that intro, now they see all the other people that have it, so they, maybe that's a little bit more of a motivation to keep participating in the other things throughout the game. But then you were kind of talking about it's different at the pro sports level, Ira, and that's kind of another question I had for you. When you see this at use at different levels, whether it's colleges, pro sports, how does it vary? Is it, you know, colleges, you imagine you got a really energetic student population, student section there that might be willing to do stuff like this. Do you see the same thing in the pro sports, or how do they compare?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's really funny. There's so many assumptions across the board with age of fans, and especially even on the college level, right? We recently did an activation with Tennessee. And we were able to send, it was a partnership with Coca-Cola Pilot Flying J, and we were able to send everyone that participated in the light show a coupon. It was a BOGO. It was buy one get one Coke at right. any local Flying J, right? Mm-hmm. And we looked at the statistics, and over half of the people that received that coupon were over the age of 44.
Oh, wow.
So it really, most people would say, oh, you're probably, you know, it's an app and it's technology. So that means it's going to be 18 to, you know, 24 year olds.
Yeah.
No, it is not at all, because guess what? Your loyal fans, they'll do not just about anything, but
right.
even just your passive fans want to be a part of something that adds to the story, that gets them engaged, that makes them feel like they're really a part of something that's going on court. And so we found that, man, it isn't just the younger crowd. It is the entire crowd. If you'll do, as our client, if they'll do a really good job of marketing the opportunity, if they'll do a good job of marketing the light show or selfie cam trivia beforehand and during, then they'll really see some good response. I promise you that.
So you mentioned the engagement. Have you seen a lot of extra engagement for your customers in the downloads of apps for their specific teams just because of this?
Yeah. So going back to Tennessee, they're our poster child this year. They did it. They went for it. They had interns walking around with signs that said, you know, ask me about the Light Show app. Need help with downloading the Light Show app. And they did that while everyone was coming in and getting seated. And you'd see them. They would literally take people's phones and help them download the app.
Nice.
And we evaluated their numbers at the end of the year. And guys, listen to this. We built them their app. It wasn't an integration. It was strictly a Light Show selfie cam trivia app. So it's just a fan engagement app. Didn't have any schedule or details, nothing like that on it.
Okay.
The main purpose, what you'd open it and would say, listening, it would have a Hoops hype, and that was it. There was Coca-Cola that sponsored it. And we had almost 50,000 downloads of that
app
in one season, in less than 4 months.
Wow. Some good downloads there.
Yeah. So it was phenomenal. And guys, they were featured in USA Today. That they were picked up by so many publications because of, if you haven't seen any of the videos, I'll send you guys one. Maybe you can show it as well. But it was unbelievable what they were able to do. Iowa State, same thing. I don't have numbers on theirs because it was an integration. But my goodness, I mean, when you see the video, I think you mentioned you guys have that video and they have a video on their website. It is just phenomenal. And I'd brag on Iowa State all day. I just don't have their numbers right now. We're getting those back from our app partner. But I'm sure theirs were very similar. I mean, it really does add such a draw and reason for capture on those downloads. So,
yeah, you know, that's an area I didn't even think too much about. There, it's almost two parts. You got this. You got the technology that can do these, you know, incredible things: the Light Show, the selfie time, the trivia. But then, like you're saying, it was really successful at Tennessee because they helped push it too. So, how much of this is when you guys, you know, partner up with a school or a team, whoever it may be, to help them promote it, right? Because that's what I was trying to think. How do you convince people to promote it? Because it's, I imagine, some happen on game day. They maybe kept it from the last game they were at. But when you first get this technology, there's got to be a pretty big marketing campaign put in place for that team or school to make sure people are downloading it, right?
You're exactly right. And, man, we realize if we don't help with the marketing, then everybody's going to lose.
Yeah,
right?
It's great technology, but if no one uses it.
It's great, exactly. Yeah. It's not going to happen by osmosis. People aren't going to know to open the app and participate at this certain time if you don't tell them. And so we actually developed a marketing guide, and it's our marketing toolkit that tells them exactly what to post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It provides assets to do that. You can literally copy and paste that information. We provide announcements to say newsletters, emails, even cup stuffers. We give each team a QR code.
Wow.
TCU is one of our partners. We sent them a QR code. Within 3 days, they promoted it so well. It had 30,000 scans on it.
Nice.
So we do everything we can to not burden a marketing team with a new technology that they don't know how to promote. And so we provide them this toolkit that really tries to cover everything. And then we also send examples. I mentioned Nathan Terry, and you were talking about Iowa State. Those guys crushed it. They dedicated, I think, 3 pages on their website to the selfie cam trivia and Light Show.
Wow.
To really showcase how it works. And you can actually go see selfies. There's over, I think they posted like 200 selfies of people that participated in the selfie cam right there.
Nice.
On the website. So it really depends on how well the marketing team buys into this activation and participates in marketing it. So
nice. So you've talked about the marketing and the promotion of it. Obviously, it's great integration. It's engaging for fans. It's obviously something we at Daktronix are excited about, and we've worked with you on this. For customers out there or potential customers that are listening, and they hear this and they think, this is interesting, we got to try and see if we could do something like that. How long would it take to integrate something like a light show into their system?
It can be 4 minutes. It can be, you know, a little over a couple weeks. And I say a couple weeks just because if it's an integration with, say, Yinscam, who does the majority of the NBA apps and some of the NHL, BAM and some of those guys, that integration may take a little bit longer just because we deliver our SDK, which is pretty much our app that they'll place inside of their app. And then there needs to be an update on the app, to get it actually included in the app store and on your current app. But if to any of the users that are potential clients out there that have a sidearm app that are college, university teams, we have partnerships with the majority of the app providers, with From Now On, with Sidearm. So that integration is almost instant. They just need to update it in the app store, and then we're ready to rock and roll. So there are a few little steps that we take, but then we, you know, ask for their intro song. Our creative team programs a light show to it, and we have a portal that we're actually debuting this week. It's a huge deal for us, where all of our clients can simply go to into our portal. We'll send them credentials, and inside there, they'll be able to build their own selfie cam, their light show, what's on screen, so they can match what's going on the Daktronix board with what's going on screen, as well as trivia. And that they are able to do everything right inside of that portal. And then once they've built it, they can download their WAV file and play it right there with their laptop. And it'll trigger whatever it needs to trigger, be it a trivia game, selfie cam, or light show on their phone. So, it's pretty fast.
And of course you throw in whatever marketing time in front of that too, to make sure it's successful, exactly. Right? The more the better.
Exactly. That's the only caveat. You don't want to do it in 4 minutes and then just play it. Right.
Okay. Ira, I got a game tomorrow night. Can you install this on my app today?
Exactly. You know, when we laugh, high schools have, you can look at some of our engagements that we've done with some high schools. We're looking at this opportunity with high schools and with you guys, just because there are so many high schools, right? There's like 27,000, and they don't have any fan engagement outside of band, cheerleaders, and hopefully a good game. And so we found that, okay, you know, this is a huge opportunity to offer a great fan engagement product to these high schools. Yes, it's you know, pared down from what Iowa State's receiving and what our pro teams are receiving. But we offer them, you know, a set list of tracks that they can choose from, and they can be up and running, like I said, in 4 minutes. And the activations that you see on our YouTube channel, some of the high school ones are the best because they love it and they promote the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. And it looks really good.
Awesome. So you kind of mentioned looking at high schools here, and we're talking about all the different technologies that you guys have going on. Are you able to give us any kind of sneak peek into the future here? What does Q Audio have on the horizon?
Man, we've got a couple things coming, being built currently. One is we call it DJ mode right now. I'm sure we'll come up with something really creative, Q Pro or something like that. But what it's really aiming at is music. And, you know, a lot of these musicians, artists, even management and production teams, they don't want to have to rely on us to program their light show. They want to be able to do it in real time, right? And so what we've started creating is just that, a DJ mode that allows them to literally DJ the crowd in real time. And what that looks like is it'll be a controller that plugs right into their existing lighting board, whether it's a Grand MA. It's going to make things a lot easier on all LDs, that want to use our system, but have the flexibility to create their own light show. So that is one of the big wins that we're seeing in the pipeline right now. We see that being, you know, really able to scale and to move it. The reason why we are approaching music and so excited about it, if you guys remember last year, Justin Timberlake did the halftime show at Super Bowl. Y'all remember that?
Yep.
Well, when you look around, everybody had wristbands on, right? They had the $5 or $8 wristbands by PixMob. And what was just hilarious about that moment was everyone had wristbands on, but what ended up happening? Everyone held their phones up and held their wrists down. And so if you look around, everybody has their light on their phone actually on, and you can't see the wristbands in the audience hardly at all. And that's where everything's going. I mean, if you watch America's Got Talent, if you watch any of the, you know, any of the award shows, it's just happening over and over. The light show, everybody's turning on their light and participating. So we see music being a big opportunity there. And then to, you know, to go with that, our engine itself has so many, it's just so versatile, and so many applications can use it. And so we've got some really big plans with some great partners out there to utilize it in retail and hospitality, in a lot of the food industry. I think you guys mentioned that earlier. Rather than playing, you know, having to have a bunch of devices that you play this trivia on, what if you're able to do it across the board just with everyone's existing phones? So we have some big plans there that we're really excited about.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I'm getting excited to go to a live event and check this out in person. if there's any other final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say I'd like to get to an event. We don't really go to many of our events, only because we don't have to, right? We send everyone what they need. There's a little bit of testing done, and then they're ready to go. As long as they know how to press play, then they're going to have the activation happen. So it's kind of funny. I hadn't been to many of our activations, just a couple. And like I said, I was able to go to Kentucky, to Tennessee. And when these guys market it, when our clients really market the light show, the selfie cam, the trivia games, it really does take your breath away. I mean, I was at the Tennessee game, and it, you know, they started the song, and it took me, I kind of stepped back like, holy cow, this is really amazing. And it made me really proud of our team and what we've been able to accomplish. And man, we want to see these across the board. We don't want it to just be a light out in the crowd. We want to take control of that. We want sponsors to have opportunities there as well. And really let these engagements go to a whole nother level. One other thing that we're doing is our ultrasonic push notifications, so that you can send out coupons to everyone in venue. You can take people directly to a website. We have that capability now, so we can actually end a light show on a product page or ticket page. We can get really creative with what we do, because when that tone is heard by the phone, I mean, we really take over the phone, and meaning a lot of the operating system, we can open up certain websites. Again, you know, we can, you know, do the flash and the camera. So we can have a lot of fun. It really is up to our clients. How creative can you be? And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, some exciting stuff and interesting integrations and engagement things for customers out there with live events to think about today. Thank you, Ira, for joining us and sharing everything you know about Q Audio and what you guys can do.
Of course. Guys, thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it. We love our partnership with Daktronics. Wouldn't be the same without you guys, so appreciate you all.
Thanks, Ira.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.